Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's one thing our state has, it's an abundance of small rural towns and cities. Probably the biggest challenge these communities face is increasing, and in a lot of cases, creating economic vitality. Our next guest's locale believes they have found a winning formula. Seth Kynes is director of Visit Lake City SC, part of the Greater Lake City Community Development Office in Lake City, South Carolina, where he is right now. Seth, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
First of all, give us a little history and overview here of your office. It's been recently created, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have so much going on from an economic development standpoint. With the creation of our full-service boutique hotel, the Inn at the Crossroads, a few years ago, we found it necessary to, instead of just bringing in tourism from the hotel standpoint, to create a citywide convention and visitors bureau, and that's where Visit Lake City SC was born. So now we're tasked with selling everything in the city, from our botanical gardens to our award-winning festivals, to really brand Lake City from a tourism standpoint across the state and the southeast.
And I know a big event that was started in Lake City not too long ago has been a big part of all of this, Artfields.
You're exactly right. Artfields is coming up on its sixth year. It'll be April 20th through the 28th, 2018. Artfields was really the catalyst for a lot of this economic development. Artfields brings somewhere between 25,000 and 30,000 visitors to our town over 9 days every spring. Last year, Artfields won the Bundy Award at the South Carolina Governor's Conference on Tourism, naming it the best festival in the state of South Carolina. Year three of Artfields is when the Inn at the Crossroads, our boutique hotel, opens. My position, for example, had it not been for Artfields and Artfields' success, I'm not sure at this point we would need a convention and visitors bureau. But because of Artfields and what Artfields has done for this community, we are now able to create jobs and expand in the tourism industry beyond art.
And I understand there's something new as well, that you have recently created a contest for the business community.
That's exactly right. The Greater Lake City Community Development Office created Lake City Launchpad. We're actually in the middle of the contest right now. We are going to award $55,000 in cash and incentive to a new business located in Lake City. This could be someone that already has an established business in another city in South Carolina and wants to add a second location to Lake City, or it could be a brand new business idea. We had 45 successful applicants. Now we are waiting on each applicant to turn in a business plan, and we will invite the top 10 business plans at the 1st of March to do a live presentation to our committee. And we're hoping to crown the winner April the 2nd.
Now, as the city has been growing economically because of everything that's been going on there, what have been the challenges that you've faced?
Well, another program that our project, I should say, that the Greater Lake City Community Development Office is working on for 2018 and beyond, we're building housing in the downtown area. So above all of our retail spaces on Main Street, or most of our retail spaces on Main Street, we're currently adding condos and apartments because we really want to embody live, work, and play here in Lake City. Housing has been a challenge, which is the reason we're confronting this problem head on, and we really want people to live downtown. That'll put more bodies on the streets, that'll put more people in our shops and in our businesses downtown Lake City.
And Seth, how has education played into all of this economic development equation?
Well, education is extremely important, and we believe in developing workforce and developing talent right here in Lake City. For 20 years, Florence Darlington Technical College has had a campus in Lake City. Recently, the Darla Moore Foundation, in partnership with Florence Darlington Tech, we're working on a new campus. It's actually under construction right now. We expect students to come through the doors in January of 2019. This campus will be downtown Lake City, adding hundreds of students to our downtown footprint on a daily basis. The campus will be located right next door to the Inn at the Crossroads, which is currently owned by Florence Darlington Technical College. The campus will include culinary and hospitality courses along with your regular academic. The great part about this is the students that are studying culinary and hospitality, since Florence Darlington Technical Foundation owns the hotel, the Inn at the Crossroads, students can get real-life work experience at the hotel and really decide, is hospitality for me, is culinary for me? And more importantly, from a town perspective, again, we add hundreds of students at downtown Lake City every day.
Well, Seth, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Seth Kynes is director of Visit Lake City SC, part of the Greater Lake City Community Development Office. He spoke to us by phone from Lake City, and we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.